because you can handle the truth.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels feet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Well, we're back. This is Ralph Grum at Winter Road II with the Ralph Winter Road Show, coming to you live out of Alaska. Kevin, you still there from West Virginia?
Yes, sir, I am.
Yeah, the topic is not, but it is an important issue, and one thing you can always be aware of. Anybody that starts telling you you can't talk about something, like we can't talk about the 6 million Jews that were supposedly killed in by Germany, all of these different things, if we can't talk about them, that tells you right there it's a lie. That doesn't mean that there weren't some Jews killed in Germany. Of course there were. But these type of things, this is what they always do on the other side. These people, it is a mental disease, and these people, the Democratic Party, is absolutely, totally evil. Supported by many rhinos on our side, because we have a whole bunch of Republicans, Ryan and a whole bunch of McConnell, all kinds of these people that are absolutely traitors to our country and to our republic. Anyway, make another comment, and I'm going to get back to on point.
I totally agree with what you're saying. I mean, you know, I just wanted to, you know, no matter what we agree or disagree with, sir, I'm going to put my life down for you to be able to speak it. And that's how I feel all of us speak, is to come and rally together as Americans under the First Amendment.
Well, I don't know if you watched this. Whoopi Goldberg got around and took on Judge Jeanine Pirro, which is a very classy, very intelligent, well-spoken lady. She was on The View advertising her book. And Whoopi asked her a question, and then Jeanine Pirro tried to answer it. All she did is shout. That's what they do. They shout you down. And then when they buy stage, get the F you out of my case. Get the F you out of here. This is what they do. They can't deal in facts. They can't have a conversation. They don't want to let you talk. It goes right to your censoring part. We can't let you talk. So we're going to make our side. We're for you, forcing you to hear what we have to say, but you can't defend it, and we sure don't want any facts, okay?
That's exactly it. They don't want a dissenting voice, and that's all it is They just don't want anybody to disagree with them.
Well, they don't want the facts out because the people might wake up if they actually look at the fact. I mean, we have a deep state that is that our republic without Trump would have been gone. Now, whether it can be saved, I'm hoping that it can. I'm hoping indictments and stuff coming, but it is so deep. It is so corrupt, and it's been going on since the Civil War, actually before the Civil War, okay?
Yes, sir. You have a great day.
Okay, yeah. So what did they do to... what did they do to McAlpine? Search and seizure, and the definition, I think it's in 26 U.S.C. 7701... 26 U.S.C. 7701 21 levy. The term levy includes the power of restraint and seizure by any means. We can do anything we can get away with. So where is their perceived authority in Title 26? Well, it's in 26 U.S.C. 6331, levy and restraint. Levy. It says here, the term levy as used in this title includes the power of restraint and seizure by any means. That's 6331B. So what does A say? Levy may be made upon the accrued salary and wages of. Of is a prepositional phrase showing source, origin, and relationship between salary and wages and between of. So who's on the other side of? Any officer, employee, or elected official of the United States, the District of Columbia, or any agency or instrumentality of the United States or District of Columbia by... Your thing, another one, serving a notice of levy on the employer as defined in 3401D of such officer, employee, or elected official. What are they saying? The only people listed have to work for the government to do a levy and restraint, which is seizing stuff. So now, unless James McAlpine is a secret deep state government, quote, employee, there is no probable cause to do a levy and or restraint. Doesn't exist. Do we have more to back this up now? Oh, absolutely. This is, let me pull up the... 1939 Public Salary Act. Because you see, this is where we've overthrown the courts and all that. We get up to 1935. We have used the Federal Register Act to say federal agency means the President of the United States. Yeah, a federal agency is the President of the United States. We give him a whole new job in what's called the administrative state. Research done by Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a treasonous piece of garbage in 1937, called the headless fourth branch of government. I got this all in black and white. They line it out. They talk about it. In 1935, they did the Social Security Act. Oh, because we had a great emergency. We have all of these people out of work, you know. Golly, we just got this depression, so we'll get around. We'll offer you, under the excise tax of the Constitution, to have be a citizen of the United States, a new status. It's in there. Where it says it is a privilege to have individuals go to work for you. And we're going to call this FUTA, this tax that, quote, these employers that are granted like franchise tax and that, the special privilege to exist in that world. This is right in their congressional, this is right in their Senate reports and House reports. They talk about it. The excise tax is the FUTA. So they say, oh, by the way, I'm going to be an employer licensed to operate as a citizen of the United States under the plenary power of Congress. I'm going to put in, I'm going to have unemployment insurance. Come on over, because, man, it's a good thing. And it is a privilege, they say that, to have employees go to work for the, quote, employer. They print it. Because it is. If you're a corporation, it's a privilege to have people invest. If you're an employer, it's a privilege to suck you in. How do they suck you in? The old W-4 works every time. Said the spider to the fly, cometh on in. And it says, please allow me the privilege of offering you unemployment insurance called FUTA under the excise tax, because we're getting you to sign up for it now. You can sign up for anything to, quote, withhold. And that withholding that we do, we're going to call that federal income tax for your, quote, retirement. So it's such a good thing back in 1935. These people are out of work, starving. Hey, cometh on. Well, this won't ever happen again. You sign up. We'll take care of you. Supreme Court has ruled over and over again, he who signs up as a benefit has no rights. Babcock is one of the most famous cases back in 1913. Shut up. Whatever you sign up for, we can withhold any remedy. And the remedy can even be wrong. You signed up. And the benefit is called an implied in law contract. It means you want what they offer, but you have no right. They have no obligation the other way. This is what mortgages are. Jewish shatar. I got a complete brief on it from the Jews. You signed up for the credit of a bank. They love to issue you their credit. It's an implied in law contract. You're bound, but they're not. They get around, of course, and then they sell it to somebody else because they turn their credit into money. And they discount it. I mean, wouldn't you like to have your credit turn around and you get around and offer it to somebody? It's fiction. It's made in the land of Oz. Then you can turn it into money because you sell it to somebody else. And I'll put $150,000 or $200,000 in my bank account. Well, that's a pretty good con. Call it Jewish Shatar, S-H-E-T-A-R. It's also called commercial security agreements, and I have done them. And I really escaped by the skin of my teeth. Really. It's another story. Could not believe it. When you challenge these guys, they have the right. If you piss them off, it's right in the contract. We'll be making all the payments. They can call everything due and payable on demand. It means shut the heck up and don't expose the con. So we're back to McAlpine's. They did a levy and distraint with a sealed thing, was supposedly somebody went, I quote, federal law enforcement, which I'll bet it wasn't. We're going to find out. Before a, quote, magistrate in a court that is not a constitutional court. It's in 28 U.S.C. 132, and it says right in it, it comes out of the territory of Hawaii. It says so right in the revisor's notes. And the revisor's notes are to be taken in determining what's going on. And it's plain English. Judicial power of the district court. Does not say judicial power of the United States. District court exercised by one judge. That's an inquisitor. In other words, this guy is in charge of a star chamber. He's doing whatever the heck he wants because it says above by order or rule or anything works in this court under judicial power of the district court. Just so plain English. They're telling us what they're doing. But nobody wants to fight because that's dangerous. Because you have to have a good understanding. You can't use an attorney. Attorneys aren't going to save you. Unfortunately, it's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. That's why this guy with McAlpine. Well, you get an attorney and he won't be talking about these technical things. He'll be talking about how you can plea bargain. That's right out of the words of this guy, this prosecutor. He did admit United States of America is the government with a hesitation. Did you notice the hesitation on counsel for the United States of America? He had to stop and think. And he said, well, I'm the prosecutor. And then McAlpine went back and, well, I'm the prosecutor. He can't say it. There are lines between the good and evil. I've come to believe that if you know the correct way, there are certain things that they cannot do. They can't admit to them because it is death. It exposes them. And this is what they're doing to McAlpine. They did a levy and restraint to get books and records. And then they covered it up with a target letter saying, oh, by the way, under 7701, by the way, we're coming after you. Well, let's get back to that 6331 stuff. What do we know by knowing now that Title 26, the withholding agent, which is in 7701A16, is strictly for non-resident aliens, foreign corporations, foreign organizations. That's no longer even up for discussion. It's right there in plain English. It says means. Any tax required to deduct and withhold any tax. First thing that these guys will never do, they will never identify. Go look at these cases. People are being prosecuted today. They don't have a clue. What title of tax are you doing? There is actually subtitle A, B, C, D, and E, and there's some other subtitles. Those are the five main types, totally different types of taxes. Which type of tax are we doing? Oh, you're guilty of not paying a tax to the state of Texas. Well, what tax might that be? Oh, we can't tell you that. It might be a gas tax. It might be a property tax. It might be a sales tax. Oh, we can't tell you that. Why has nobody asked that? They can't go there. Nobody ever, because we don't know. We're not saying to people, because I've been down this road. I didn't know either. I've had my tush handed to me many, many times, but I've won a lot of them or made them go away. The search and seizure was put together, combined, which they won't tell him the probable cause, which they can't. How do you get to a search and seizure if you don't have a probable cause? He would have to be working for the federales or the state. He does not. He doesn't work for them. What else exposes them? Well, you see, back in 1939, after they got the states to surrender with the state plan under the Social Security Act, the states surrendered their sovereignty. They made the President of the United States as means a federal agency, so he's working over in the headless fourth branch of government. Of course, we did all the courts in 1948. We did the land office in 1946 to the Bureau of Land Management. We did all these things to convert over to a, and the politest word is to a non-constitutional, quote, government supported by us, that has no constitution, no inalienable rights, to know anything. But anyway, back in 1939, the Public Salary Tax Act, because they were hoodwinking the people under the Social Security Act to be citizens of the United States, but they had a problem. Because you see, the public officers, if you can call them that, the ones, the public officers and employees of the federales and the one same one of the states, they weren't allowed to tax each other. So the feds didn't have to pay state income tax, and some of the state people didn't have to pay federal income tax. So they did a little deal, and this is in Senate Report number 112, February 24th, 1939. Back in a minute. Thank you.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, we're back here, and this is a side issue. They don't use taxable year. They use tax year. Doesn't mean you owe anything. Tax year. Well, the tax years of. Why? What's the difference between taxable years? Taxable means you actually owe a tax. Tax years mean, oh yeah, there's a 2016 is a tax year. So was 2014. But with taxable year ties you into a definition that you owe a Subtitle A tax. Tax year means, well, there's tax years of 2014, so does that mean I owe a tax? What kind of tax? These are the type of things that they put in complaints and they put in their letters and stuff. They won't use taxable year. It's words. It's a word game. It's definitions. What we think we know isn't so. Getting back to what's a killer is in this Senate report, which is February 24th, 1939, it's of the Public Salary Act. Title I of the bill subjects the federal income tax. There's a killer. Federal income tax. They don't like to use that word. They like to use the word income or income tax. For taxable years. Good. Beginning December 31st, 1938, the compensation of all state and local officers and employees and grants consent to the states to tax the compensation after received after December 31st, 1938, by federal officers and employees. We are going to agree to tax each other since 1938. It's right there in plain English. Wait a minute. I thought there was a known legal duty. You see, the bottom line is required to deduct and withhold is a killer phrase. Comes out of the definition. Am I required to deduct and withhold any tax? Yes or no? Okay, am I required to file a return where somebody else was required to deduct and withhold? Or am I required to file a return where we don't even know that nobody is required to deduct and withhold? Those are the options. They can't go there. Why? Because it's voluntary, because they need to go back to the Buck Act, which I'm going to talk about in a minute, and the federal 1939 Salary Act, and actually the Social Security Act. Because they can't say you volunteer. See, you volunteer under the W-4. And where do we find that? Oh, it's back in, guess what? The Social Security Act. Election by the employer is the word. Election by the employer. It's right in the Social Security Act legislative history. And we find it in Subtitle C. Isn't it amazing that there are five different unique types of tax? Subtitle A, income tax. Subtitle B, excise, or not excise, but estate and gift tax. Subtitle C, employment taxes. Subtitle E, a D, which is excise, built-in taxes for some nonsense. Subtitle E, ATF stuff. Do you know which one of those, especially employment taxes, there is no notice of deficiency? You can't be deficient. That's in 6211 and 6212. Says so. It only has A, B, and D. There is no notice of deficiency. You can't have a deficiency because you are not required under the definition of wages, under the 3401-2 and all that. Because it's employment. You have to volunteer for it. And it's done through the W-4. That's the hook. So mark box 7. And I modify them slightly. I'm exempt. Now we have the Public Salary Act of 1939. It says we are agreeing. There's no constitutional authority. They have to agree. Economic effects here. This is in page 3. Federal employees are subject to the federal employee taxes. Go back in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Okay, well, we're back here. And hope you're sitting down. This is real facts. This is out of the Public Salary Act of 1939. It is Senate Report number 112, February 24th, 1939. I'm going to read you some. This is on page 3. This is the criminals. At the present time, this is in 1939. Federal employees are subject to federal income taxes. Federal employees are subject to, quote, federal income taxes, but are exempt from state income taxes. State and local employees, on the other hand, are subject to state income taxes, but are exempt from federal income taxes unless engaged in proprietary functions. Whoa, wait a minute. I thought the 16th Amendment did something. No, didn't do a thing. Nothing, nada. It says federal employees are subject to federal income tax but are exempt from state income taxes. And it says the state and local employees are exempt from federal income taxes. What the heck is going on here? There it is in black and white. As of 1939, the state folks had no obligation to do federal income tax. They were exempt. It says so in plain English. Then it says persons in public or in private employment are subject to both federal and state. How does that happen? Oh, that's right. We forgot to mention the Social Security Act. But we're going to get into who that has application to. It's in the Social Security Act. It's only citizens of the United States. But we're going to get into it in this one. Here it is in black and white. As of 1939, the federal folks only paid federal and the state only paid state. Each was exempt from the other. Really? So the 16th Amendment must not have done much, you think? There must not be any constitutional authority to do any of this stuff. Unbelievable. It's in black and white. Let's go on down a little farther in this. Oh, it gets better. They're talking about here, the taxpayers are citizens of the United States. They're talking about the Gerhardt case, G-E-R-H-A-R-D-T case. The taxpayers are citizens of the United States and bound to contribute to its support. Is there any doubt about who the taxpayers are? It says they're citizens of the United States. Do we not know that in Title 8, United States Code 1101A23B, I am not a citizen of the United States, but I owe permanent allegiance to the United States? And A says I am a citizen of the United States. So I got two choices. Either I am a citizen of the United States or I am not a citizen of the United States, but I owe permanent allegiance to the United States. Absolutely, that's supposed to be, that's you and me. Because we have a domicile, we have constitution to the several states, we owe permanent allegiance to the United States, but we're not domiciled in any fort, arsenal, or needful building, or the district of corruption called D.C. But it gets better. You see, they talk about the history. That's what's so great about these legislative history. They talk about how they're using excise taxes and all that other nonsense to make all this work. But then they get down to a very interesting case here. And let me get down to that because it is a killer. What is federal income tax? It should be noted, this is on page 14, it should be noted that included in the classes of employees to whom the commissioner may give relief under this section will be the employees of the type involved in the case of Helvering, H-E-L-V-E-R-I-N-G versus Therrell, T-H-E-R-R-E-L-L. 301 U.S. 218, that's 303 U.S. 218. Since the decision of Gerhardt, J-E-R-H-A-R-D-T, case clarified and restated the basis for the liability of such persons for federal income tax. Clarified and restated the basis for the liability of such persons for federal income tax. Now, we already know this for citizens of the United States. They said so. I believe these guys in Congress, legislative history. I'm sure everybody's read this thing, right? Because they don't make it available on the Internet. But you can get it in Westlaw if you know where to go look. Because all of these cases from about the 1920s up to, I think, 1985, there is a legislative history. It's amazing what these liars do behind the scenes. So who? It's clarified. They call it federal income tax. So be very careful when you're talking to any of the federales with the IRS. Are we talking a federal income tax? Because they want to talk income or some such nonsense. They don't want to go to the real thing. Why? Why don't they want to do federal income tax? Why? Well, you see, in that case, when you go to federal income tax, by the way, I'm going to open that case up. It's 304 U.S. 405. It was done in 1938. And if you go down to page 418. Okay, 418. Here it is. They're clarifying it. For it, help us, poor ignorant. 304, U.S. 405, page 418. Yet the individuals who personally derive profit or compensation from their employment by carrying out the function were deemed to be subject to, quote, federal income tax. That's my quote. Federal income tax. And they list out the following classes of taxpayers have been held subject, held, in spite of its possible economic burden to the state. Those who derive their income and profits from the performance of state functions as independent engineering contractors and on it goes. So, if you're doing some benefit from the state and you are a citizen of the United States because you signed up for it, you want to be on the plenary, you want to be on Congress's plantation like Schumer. Wouldn't you just love to have somebody like him in charge of your life? And Hillary was a senator. Oh, God Almighty. Are we like stupid or what? They don't tell us this. Here is black and white evidence held up by the Supreme Court of the United States. They're clarifying it. Personally derive your profit or compensation from employment by carrying out a function that were deemed subject to federal income tax. And prior to 1939, it didn't exist for the state folks. And prior to 1935, it didn't exist unless you wanted to sign up for Social Security because we had a depression. And we offered you, would you rather go to work for somebody when you get laid off that you, they don't have unemployment insurance and they are not taking money out, which they call federal income tax, for your, quote, retirement that ain't there, that isn't there? Yeah, we do get some benefits. I get benefits from it. This is black and white stuff, folks. This is provable. This is them admitting it. Don't you just love this stuff? Call me Priest Ralph. I love to hear confessions. See, the only problem is I'm not bound to not put them out there. I got loose lips. I can't keep confessions. I want the real evidence. And I finally got Adobe Illustrator. I've tried it a couple times. It took me 4 hours. I finally figured out how to do it, and it's so darn simple. But we're going to be putting this out in one lines to the people that are on the IRS list. And if you want to get the real stuff, the real evidence, so you can read it yourself, I highly recommend joining the IRS list, $250 postal money order. The reason why I do that, because I operate on slavery, personal, on social slavery. I don't charge anybody for anything. Everything I do is free. I operate on donations. If you want to donate, hopefully that's the way we keep us afloat, because I got bills like Westlaw, $358, that's going up to $376 a month. That's a lot of money when you're on social slavery. I put this out. All the stuff is free. I look up cases for people if you want them. As time permits, I'll send them to you. I'll give you Amjur 1. I'll give you ruling case law, dictionary, old dictionaries, all kinds of things if you have Skype. No charge. I want people to have this stuff. Look it up yourself. Believe nobody. I'll send you these reports, these Senate reports, these legislative history. I just looked up did a module on legislative history. When it is unclear in a statute, they go first to legislative history. And I looked up the case to put a module. Legislative history has standing. They don't tell you. Did they tell you that up to 1939, only the feds did federal income tax and the states were exempt? Really? And then how did we, quote, get tied in that we're, if we're private, to both? You have to have real evidence to back this up. This is what they're doing to Bacalpain. They did a search and seizure under this levy, restraint and levity. They come in, did a search warrant. They won't tell who the, quote, law enforcement officer, federal law enforcement officer is, which I doubt exists. It's probably some IRS funky. Why would they, if they were on the up and up, why wouldn't they do that? Why is he pressuring him to get a lawyer? Why are they saying, oh, come on, now you're in a pickle. We want you to negotiate. McAlpine's case back in 2014 is the first case that I know of, maybe there's others, on books and records where the IRS packed up and said, we don't want to play with you, McAlpine, anymore. I think they're pissed, getting even. I don't know. I really don't know. But I can tell you one thing. I've got cases now, like Rappert's case. We're going to be finding out after the 8th, after this little closed deal. No appellee brief. I've never heard of such a thing. These people always lie. We got Dave Gladden's case. FAA. They took away his medical certificate. He didn't do anything wrong. And since December 11th, they've been sitting there, so we put in an expedited motion for the judge to rule. Been sitting there since now June 13th. If he don't move, we're going to put in for summary judgment. We're going to rule. Y'all don't want to talk about it because we got him cornered. I'm learning how to play in their world and be in my world. You must, if you're dealing with the Internal Revenue criminals, it is mandatory. And I haven't done the updated status thing because I've got a couple things I've got. I've got Gladden's for some stuff, and I got to get this habeas done for McAlpine before tomorrow. You must figure out that you have inalienable rights from the Creator. And you have political and civil rights. It must be put into the public record. And under Evidence Rule 901, Number 7, it becomes self-authenticating. And anybody that says you are a citizen of the United States, you know, I believe you. But you see, under 18 U.S.C. 1911, it is a felony to claim somebody is a citizen of the United States. I can't claim that, but I'm sure you have the evidence. And would you be willing to go under oath or be deposed? Because you see, I have the fundamental rights of citizens of the United States in the 1938 congressional record done by the Federales, listing them out. There is no right of the elective franchise. There's no right of suffrage. There's no domicile. No inalienable rights, no political rights. Really? And it says from the 13th Amendment up, those are prohibitive. They call them amendments to the state actors. They are not limitations on the power of Congress. The Supreme Court has said so over and over again. Fact is stranger than fiction, but people, facts are a tough nut for people to do. I want to get, like I say, I wanted to get this Adobe Illustrator going so I can put it in a visual too, because it's getting difficult for me to remember all of these hooks. But it is a con. It is an absolute con, and the Public Salary Act is where this. It states in their legislative history that only the federal employees were subject to federal income tax. And the state people were exempt from federal income tax unless they were doing certain things of business with them. That's right there in plain English. I didn't make it up. And the Supreme Court of the United States says federal income tax. It clarified who has it, and it's only if you're doing business with these guys in certain limited areas as a citizen of the United States. And it's got a whole footnote that almost goes a half a page or more in a column of small print. Not you or me. Will the attorney tell you that? Not going to happen. Title 26 is a ruse. All it does is prove conclusively that it's for non-resident aliens, foreign corporations, and foreign organizations. Subtitle C, which is the employment thing, which has no deficiency under 6012, 6013, or 6011, 6012, you can't owe the government any money. Why? I always wondered why Subtitle C, employment taxes, because that is the hook that goes back to the 1939 Salary Act, and then in 1940 they did the Buck Act. Because, you see, they had to get you and me in there, and they put, we are deemed to be in a federal area, and their definition of a federal area is if I'm in the exterior boundaries of a state, I'm deemed to be here. Back at the end.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Okay. Well, I would like to leave with two things at least. In the Senate report of the 1939 Public Salary Act, February 24th, 1939, report, Senate Report 112, how do they get around the legislative history? Says on page 3, at the present time, federal employees are subject to federal income taxes, but are exempt from state income taxes. State and local employees, on the other hand, are subject to state income taxes but are exempt from federal income taxes unless engaged in proprietary functions. How do you get around that? That's pretty dang plain to me. The 16th Amendment and all this other freaking nonsense is all smoke and mirrors. They agreed. I think it's in 55 U.S.C. 5517 or something. I've got to look and get those agreements. I want to get a copy of those. And then how do we get around federal income tax? It's clarified in a Supreme Court case. It says so in plain English. But also the same thing, it says that the taxpayers are citizens of the United States. That's the legislative history of this thing. I believe them. Absolutely. These guys aren't lying. They're telling us the truth. We just haven't bothered because we don't get access to this stuff where they explain what they're doing. If they did, well, there'd probably be some hangings. These people, these, quote, senators, representatives, are these people so stupid that they don't know some of this? I think there's a whole bunch of them absolutely are. And there's a bunch of them just plain pure evil. But in the case of Hevering, H-E-V-E-R-I-N-G, versus Gerhard, H-G-E-R-H-A-R-D, it says so in plain English. It clarifies it. 304 U.S. 405. It's a 1939 case. Never been overturned. It says the individuals who personally derive profit and compensation from their employment in carrying out the following functions were deemed to be subject to federal income tax. Do not let them get away with using income tax or income. And it lists on the left side under footnote number 6 a whole bunch of folks. There it is. Up to 1939, the state folks were exempt. It puts us, it says private individuals were subject. Well, how did we get there if the state was exempt? Couldn't have been a constitutional amendment, the 16th Amendment, right? Because we had to agree in the Social Security Act to be a citizen of the United States. It says so right in the legislative history of this. Taxpayers are citizens of the United States. So if you want to join Congress's plantation and be a slave, and have no inalienable rights from the Creator, no political rights, no domicile, I go for it. I hope you love the living heck out of Schumer and all those evil, slimy people at the top. They're wanting to get around, I started in Austin, Texas, to get around and rename Austin and all this other because it was tied to slave. Why don't we get rid of the Democratic Party? The KKK was their military side. Let's get rid of them. Anyway, hope you enjoyed it. Watch out for the better rallies, and we will see you next Sunday. God.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting.